I put some more rosin on this bow now. It's in pieces. I need to get it re-strung, like, you cannot believe. Anyway, moving right along. We're going to do now actually the title cut of our new album that we're very excited about. It's only been out for about three weeks. And I didn't do it. I didn't do it. That's good. Nobody ducked. That's good. I'm glad y'all are relaxed. This is good. The name of the album and this tune that we're going to do for you is called Genuine Negro Jig. And, you know, with a name like that, it's got to have some history behind it, and it does. We'll give you the Cliff Notes version. This is a tune that we got from a man named Bob Winans. He and another friend of ours named Greg Adams, they came up and they said, we'll play you this tune because we think you should do it. They played it for us. It's an awesome tune. We said, thank you very much. They gave us a copy of it. We, you know, ran off and learned it. Now, Bob had this to say about it. He got it from a manuscript that he's working on. He's annotating and getting it all tidied up, and he made a photocopy of it for us from that. And it's a manuscript that was written down by Dan Emmett. Now, he's the one attributed with writing Dixie, Anthem of the South. Anyway, that's got a lot of story behind it. We won't get into that just now. He was also a blackface minstrel, so, you know, a lot of history up in there. But he went around and collected these tunes from where he lived in Mount Vernon, Northern Ohio. Now, he collected this tune, he wrote it down, he called it Genuine Negro Jig, and stuff. Got his hand right in there, that's what it says. And so we learned the tune, started playing it, because it's a great tune. Then we ran into some folks called Howard and Judith Sachs, who've written a book called Way Up North in Dixie, about a black string band family called the Snowdens, who lived right down the street from Dan Emmett. The gravestone of the two eldest Snowdens says, they taught Dixie to Dan Emmett. You know.
So if you're ever out in Mount Vernon, go check it out.
Yeah. It's interesting, but there's people on one side or the other. It's known as the issue in that town. And but we won't get into all that. Read the book if you want to know more. It's called Way Up North in Dixie. But they can tell us, the Saxes told us that Danny would have most likely gotten this tune from the Snowden. Of course, the Snowden family, of course, nobody was there who's still alive now. But they were the only black string band in the family, in the area. Indeed, they were the only black family in the area. So, and they were well known as a source of tunes. So it's their opinion, and we tend to, we're not scholars or anything, but we think it sounds like a pretty good story. So we call this Snowden's Jig as well.
Thank you.